Hey, what's up? My name is Matt Dietz, and this is the Agency Launch Podcast. I am an active 17-year insurance agency owner, and I run a different shop than many of my peers. I've got 4,300 policies, and I have two staff members, and I have already made all the mistakes for you. So this podcast is to share with you all that I know. I come in and I record things as I think about them. I come in and I record things as they happen in my agency. And anything that I can think of that will help you, I come in and I share it. So I talk about sales and marketing and staffing and retention and everything that I know works in an agency like this. So I appreciate you listening and let's get on with it. All right, so what's up? Today, I wanted to talk about kind of a marketing strategy that I have used in the past and I'm going to deploy again and just try and drum up some new business. And I just kind of want to tell you what it is, maybe manage the expectations if you want to do something like this, and maybe encourage you to try it. So as you know, I do three podcasts, right? I do this one, I do Simply Explaining Insurance, and I do another one locally called None of My Business, which is something that someone's at my front door at home, and I don't care. Okay, so I do a None of My Business podcast, which is something I'd encourage you to actually listen to, because I've interviewed 122 business owners, and we talk marketing strategies, and we talk about sales, and we talk about everything. So if you want to hear good stories about people who have grown businesses, check that one out too. Anyway, it's my way of growing relationships on the ground in my town. I only do local people. I only do it in person. This gives me the opportunity to spend hours of time with people that and business owners that I normally wouldn't spend time with. And it gets me to them. All right. I've had access to people that I would have never had access to without doing the podcast. So I've interviewed two this season that both run apparel shops in town. One is called Banana Inc. Her name is Lana. Her interview was amazing. I would encourage you to check it out because it reminded me of me, and it reminded me of newer agents and trying to figure this out and how do you do this and how do you do that, and this is what I've done. And you know, she's built her business on top of 1,000 micro decisions, and she's doing well, and she started from scratch, and it's a great interview, so check it out. Anyway, she runs a company called Banana Inc., which is an Idaho apparel company, and we've used her stuff and we buy her stuff and we gift it for people, and this is how I support my local community. So I did another one recently with a guy who owns a apparel company called Tattooed and Successful. You should check him out. He is on he's really heavy on Instagram. He runs a really cool shop. He's got a great niche, and they're both doing very well, but they're both local Idaho business owners, which is what I am. And so I'm reaching out to both of them. And what I want to do is I want to say, hey, let's see if we can all support each other here. How about if I create some content or do a post and I say, hey, if you get an insurance quote from me, any quote, life, home, auto, a renter's quote, I don't care. Pick a free shirt, and I'll buy it for you and send it to you. And that's it. I think this is a good thing to do for a number of reasons. One is ideally it drums up some business, right? I mean, that's why we do this stuff. It might be a little more expensive than other ways of doing it. Maybe the owners of these companies will, let me buy these products, you know, at a lower cost because I'm doing some marketing for them for free, really. The posts that I do and push out, I'm not going to formally lay out like a terms of agreement and stuff like that for a contest like this. I guess you could, but I'm a little more informal when it comes to that. But ideally, I would ask them to share it on their platforms. You know, say, hey, if I do a post, and would you be willing to post it on your channel? Some people are very protective of that space. respect. And some people are like, yeah, man, whatever. Let's go. Let's see if we can help each other out. I don't care either way. You know, at the end of the day, if I do this and maybe I run it for a week or a couple of weeks or something like that, and then what's your plan for getting this out there? I could obviously push it out on my channels, right? I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, Twitter. You have to be pretty specific in your post that says, hey, this is only for, you know, residents of Idaho, because I'm not going to, some of these companies have a reach that are wider. I'm not going to quote somebody who lives in, you know, Missouri, because I'm not licensed there. So just be clear about that. And then you kind of have to think through the mechanics of it. So I'm trying to work with them. I'm like, if we do this and I get the quote, you know, and I speak to them, like that's, I just want the opportunity. So in order for them to get this shirt, I have to speak with them and present it to them. Not in person. We could do it over the phone or whatever, but there has to be a two-way connection there, okay? It can't be like, I'm not going to chase them. I'm not going to give them a free shirt and then chase them and never talk to them, right? There has to be that. Once that fulfillment, once that has been fulfilled, I think the easiest thing to do would be to have the company that is that I'm working with give them a code to get the shirt for like 100% off, and then they send it and ship it, and then, you know, they bill me. I don't know how the mechanics are going to work, but I'm working through that. So, you know, I would expect if I do this, depending on how hard I push it out, you know, I might get the opportunity to quote, I don't know, 15 or 20 people. What's that going to cost me? I don't know, $20 a shirt, probably, you know, $300 to $400, okay, for 15 to 20 people. And let's say I close, you know, 25% of that, okay, I'm going to get, if I do 20, I'll get 5 households, you know, maybe write 10 to 12 policies, you know, maybe make $500 or $600, $700, you know, but I've earned an account. And hopefully they're going to be with me for a while. So I love doing this kind of stuff, digging into my community, making connections. The other thing is, I do not insure either of these companies yet, you know, but of course my goal is to deepen my relationships with the businesses in my community. And I just don't want to podcast with them and then just like never talk to them again. I've made some really good friends by doing this. I stay in touch with them. I text them. How's business? Is there anything I can do for you? And eventually, most of the people that I've ever podcasted with have come to me for insurance. Okay, so there's a lot. It's not just about getting the quotes. It's not just about, you know, writing a few auto policies. It's about getting your foothold in your community and becoming a business owner that is known and respected. And that is something that I've done well over my career, okay, by doing things like this. I love doing stuff like this, okay? It's what I want to do. It's what I'm good at. You know, meeting more people, building relationships, deepening them, helping them, like all that stuff is just right in my wheelhouse. And so as far as how much business will I get from it, not a ton, but I'll have fun doing it. I'll deepen my relationships, and some of this business won't come immediately, but it'll come later. Okay, so I don't know. I just wanted to share with you kind of my thought process of this type of marketing. If it goes well, you know, we do it again. You know, what if it works well for them, and all of a sudden, you know, they sell 10 shirts that they wouldn't have sold otherwise, and I'm buying them. Would they be willing to do it again in the future? Probably. Maybe you do this a couple times a year, or once a quarter, or something like that. You know, so, and it doesn't have to be t-shirts. I've done this with restaurants in the past too. Any company that you insure, this is a great way to collaborate with them. I insure a mechanic shop, a nice one, and he gives me a deal on oil changes. He usually gives away oil changes for free anyway, because you know that they upsell. You know, they get someone in for an oil change, and they're like, hey, you need a new filter, and you need a new this, and you're going to need new brakes. They're looking to build relationships too. So I go to him, I'm like, hey, man, can you sell me 5 oil changes or something like that? And then you when you can do something like that too. Hey, get a quote, get an oil change. You know, play around with it. Do gift cards from restaurants, coffee shops. These are great ways to get involved and to write more commercial business too. Okay, so there you go. That's what I got for you today. So go meet some people. Go talk to the commercial clients that you have. Give away a house cleaning, right? Give away any company that you have. How can you support them while driving business to you? All right. So there you go. Think about it. Reach out. Make some phone calls. And go write some business. All right. There you go. My name is Matt. This is Agency Launch. You can find me all over the place. Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Dietz Agency. Send me a text, 208-213-8809. And have a good afternoon. All right. Take care. Keep up the good work.